So just to give a little bit of background, so the next four Prakim, as I was just saying before, are very Kudshim-oriented, so it's going to be a little bit of a change of pace from the things that we've been learning until now in the Masechta, but hopefully we'll be able to plow through it. So we're going to start from Nun Ches Amud Aleph, the beginning of the fifth parak. So the Mishnah tells us, Tamin Nishchat B'shmon of Amechza V'kari B'sish of Amechza, Ba'ar V'psachim Nishchat B'shev of Amechza V'kari B'shmon of Amechza, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, Chol Erev Pesach Liyos Be'Erev Shabbos, Nishchat B'shesh V'mechza V'kari B'shev of Amechza V'apesach Acharav. So the Mishnah basically delineates three separate scenarios about what time of day the Karban Tamid was offered on a daily basis. This is talking specifically about the Karban Tamid Shalbein Ha'arbayim, the afternoon Karban. So on a normal regular day, the Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim was shechted at 8.5 hours and was offered at 9.5 hours. That's the standard. Then the Mishnah says, what happens if you have, well, in other words, on Erev Pesach? So the Mishnah says then the Karban was shechted at 7.5 hours and then was offered at 8.5. And the Mishnah has this vague phrase, which we'll have to discuss in the Gemara, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, which sounds like regardless of whether Erev Pesach is on a weekday or on a Shabbos, either way, you're going to shecht the Karban Tamid at 7.5 and offer it at 8.5. If Erev Pesach is on a Friday, then the Mishnah says, then you shecht it at 6.5. And you offer the Karban Pesach at 7.5 hours, and then you bring the Karban Pesach afterwards. And again, the Gemara is going to discuss all of these different scenarios. So the Gemara asks, Menahani Mili, how do we know that on a regular day, the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim is shechted at 8.5 and offered at 9.5 hours? So Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, the Amar Kras, the Keves Achot Ta'asev HaBoker, the Isa Keves HaShini Ta'asev Ben Harbayim, Chalkeyu Levein Shnei Aravim, famous pasuk from Parshas Pinchas from the Kriyas HaTorah on Rosh Chodesh. The pasuk says, the second animal that you bring for the Karban Tamid in the afternoon has to be brought Bein Ha'arbayim. Bein Ha'arbayim is an expression that we're used to hearing to mean the afternoon, but literally it means between the evening. So the Gemara says what that means is that on a regular day, the Karban Tamid has to be offered smack in the middle of the afternoon, which basically means the afternoon starts at 6 hours into the day, so you have to bring it at a point that's 2.5 hours after the beginning of the afternoon, and 2.5 hours before the end of the afternoon, which is 8.5 hours. So 8.5 hours into the day, on a normal day, is when you shecht the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim. So now the Gemara has a problem with this. The Gemara says, Masiv Rava, Ba'ar v'psachim nishcha b'shev v'mechza v'kari b'shmon v'mechza bin b'chol bin b'shabes v'isal k'daitach b'shmon v'mechza d'oraisa hichi makteminon lei. The question is, if this is a din d'oraisa, this notion, this requirement, that the Karban Tamid must be shechted at 8.5 hours, which it sounds like it is. It sounds like from the Gemara that's how the Gemara is understanding the phrase Bein Harbayim. Then what right do we have on Erev Pesach to bring it earlier? Who cares that it's more convenient? Who cares that we have a million Karban Pesachs to bring? Who cares? If this is a Din D'Oraisa, you have to bring the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim at 8.5 hours in the day, what right do you have to bring it earlier on Erev Pesach? So the Gemara says no. Ela Amar Rava Mitzvaso Desamen Mishayintu Tzilele Erev. So comes Rava and says that it's a little bit misleading. That really, the time to bring the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim is not at 8.5 hours, but it's from whenever the sun begins to set, or the beginning of the afternoon. My time, why is that the case? To Amar Kra Bein Arbayim, may Idno Demaskel Shim Shalom Yarav. So Bein Arbayim just means the beginning of the afternoon, the beginning of the time when the sun begins to set. So the Gemara explains, Hilkach, Mishari Mos Hashanah, Deika Nadar Munadavos, Derachamana Amar Aleha Chelve Ashlamim, the Amar Mar Aleha Hashlem Kolha Karbanos Kulam, Maacharina Le Tarte Shai, Vavdina Le Bishmon of Amechza, Ba'arve Psachim Deika Pesach Achar of Kadmina Le Shah Achas Vavdina Le Bishav of Amechza, Choler of Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos, Deika Namitz Lioso, the Lodachi Shabbos, Mokmina Le Adina Bishesh Vamechza. The Gemara says like this, that Meikar Adin, the earliest time you can bring the Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim is at 6.5 hours, the beginning of the afternoon. Now, the reason why on most normal days we don't do that is because there's another halacha that's staring us in the face, which is known as the Aseh of Hashlama. The Torah tells us in Parshas Tzav, Aleha Hashleim Kol HaKarbanos Kulam, which the Gemara in Meseches Yuma and in other places derives from that pasuk, that one is not permitted to bring any voluntary karbanos, what we call Nedarim Unedavos, after the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim is offered. So in order to allow people the time to get their private karbanos in, we want to kind of push off the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim as much as possible, because the earlier you bring it, the smaller time frame you're giving for people to offer their personal karbana. So that's why on a normal day, we push off the Karban Tamid Shalbein Harbayim 2.5 hours. Now, on Erev Pesach, when you also have to contend with all the Karban Pesachs being offered, you push it back an hour. And when Erev Pesach is on an Erev Shabbos, where not only do you have to offer all the Karban Pesachs, but you also have to roast it, because the roasting process of the Karban Pesach is not Docha Shabbos. Therefore, you also need that additional hour, so you bring it at 6.5. So in other words, really really what the Gemara is saying is that Me'ikar Adin, 6.5 is really the earliest time you could bring it. It's just that on normal days, we don't do that because we want to allow people to bring their personal private karbanos. And again, once you bring the karban tamid shobein arbayim, you can no longer bring your own personal karbanos. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, kisiduro b'chol kach siduro b'shabes divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva omer kisiduro b'erev Pesach. So the Gemara presents what's clearly a machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, but it's a little bit unclear what exactly they're arguing about. So the Gemara has to clarify. My ka'amar, amar abai hachi ka'amar, kisiduro b'chol b'erev ha-pesach, kach siduro b'shabes b'erev ha-pesach, divrei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva omer kisiduro b'erev ha-pesach, shecholios b'erev Shabbos, kach siduro b'shabes, umasnisin dekatani bein b'chol bein b'shabes, Rabbi Yishmael. So this is the first presentation, the first formulation of the machlokes Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. We'll see in the Gemara that there are three different interpretations, three different versions of this machlokes. So the first version is Abaye. So Abaye says like this, that according to Rabbi Yishmael says that the procedure that follows a karban tamid shobein arbayim on a regular Erev Pesach, when it's on a Wednesday, let's say, and just on a normal weekday, is the same procedure, the same process that happens when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. So in other words, according to Rabbi Yishmael, there is no difference between Erev Pesach on a Wednesday, Erev Pesach on a Monday, and Erev Pesach on a Shabbos. Now, Erev Pesach on a Friday, we already pointed out, is clearly different. That's in the Mishnah, so you can't argue on that. But the Mishnah never talks about what the halacha is when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos. That part is a little bit unclear. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, like for example, this coming year, Erev Pesach on a Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is the same thing as Erev Pesach on a Wednesday. There's no difference, which means that you're going to bring the Karban Tamid Shabbein Arbayim when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos at 7.5 and not at 6.5 hours. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva says, no, Erev Pesach on a Shabbos is the same as Erev Pesach on a Friday, which means that just as when Erev Pesach on a Friday, the Karban Tamid is brought at 6.5 hours, so too when it falls out on a Shabbos, you bring it at 6.5 hours. Now, the Gemara points out that according to Abaye, when the Mishnah, in the middle of the Mishnah, used the phrase, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that was about the second clause, the second case of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that on Erev Pesach, you shech the Karban Tamid at 7.5 and offer it at 8.5, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, that phrase only makes sense according to Rabbi Yishmael in Abaye's version. Because only Rabbi Yishmael is the one who equates Shabbos Erev Pesach to a regular weekday Erev Pesach, whereas Rabbi Akiva equates Shabbos Erev Pesach to Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, which clearly is not what the Mishnah is saying. So that's what the Gemara points out, that according to Abaye, that phrase in the Mishnah, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, can only be true according to Rabbi Yishmael. So this is version number one. Now the Gemara has to explain what exactly is the machlokas here between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. B'maikam miflige. B'musafin kod min livazichin kam miflige. The machlokas is, in terms of the order of what comes first when it comes to the karban musaf, in relationship to the bazichin. The bazichin were the bowlfuls of frankincense that accompany these karbanos. So which of these had to come first? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yishmael Savar, Musafin Kod Min Levazichin, Avad Lehule Musafin Besheshu Vazichin Besheva, Vavid Le Lesavin Besheva Vamechta, Rabbi Akiva Savar, Bazichin Kod Min Levusafin, Bazichin Vichameshu Musafin Beshesh, Vavid Le Lesavin Besheshu Vamechta. So the question basically is, which one came first? According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Karban Musaf had to come first. So the Karban Musaf was offered at 6 hours, the beginning of the afternoon, then the Bazichin, the frankincense, was offered after that at the 7th hour, and then in the 7.5 hour, you would offer the Karban Tamid, whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, you can offer the Bazichin before the Karban Musaf. So you can bring the Bazichin, the frankincense, in the 5th hour, bring the Karban Tamid in the 6th hour, and then bring the, and then you could offer the, then bring the Karban Musaf in the 6th hour, and then bring the Karban Tamid at 6.5 hours. Okay, so this is all according to Abaye. So now the Gemara is going to question this. Maskif l'Rava, midi Rabbi Akiva kisidro be'erev ha-pesach shecholios be'erev Shabbos katani, kisidro be'erev ha-pesach stomach katani. Rava takes issue with Abaye's presentation of this machlokes, because according to Abaye, what he's basically saying is that Rabbi Akiva is now assuming that Erev Pesach on Shabbos is the same thing as Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos in terms of when you have to bring the Karban Tamid Shobein Arbayim. The problem is that's not what it says in the Mishnah, right? Or in the Braisa that the Gemara was referencing. Because all it says in the Braisa is Kesiduro be'erev ha-pesach. In other words, Rabbi Akiva equates Shabbos Erev Pesach, which sounds like to just a regular Erev Pesach, not to Erev Pesach on Erev Shabbos. So the question is, how could Abaye just fit those words into Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo amar Rava hachi kamar. Kisidro b'chol da'alma, kach sidro b'shabes be'erev ha-pesach, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva omer kisidro be'erev ha-pesach, umasnisa dekatane ben b'chol ben b'shabes, Rabbi Akiva. So now we're in Rava's version. Rava says like this. Rava says that according to Rabbi Yishmael, he treats Shabbos Erev Pesach as if it's a regular weekday. So it turns out a very strange thing. According to Rava's version of Rabbi Yishmael, Shabbos Erev Pesach is the latest time that you could ever bring a karban tamid shobein arbayim on an Erev Pesach. You bring it at 8.5 hours the way that you would on a regular weekday. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, he says no. He says Shabbos Erev Pesach is like every other Erev Pesach where you're going to bring it at 7.5 hours, which means that according to Rava, when the Mishnah uses the phrase Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, that phrase was clearly only true according to Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva equates Shabbos Erev Pesach with a weekday Erev Pesach, as opposed to Rabbi Shmuel, who just says that Shabbos Erev Pesach is like a regular Tuesday in the middle of the year. So therefore, that phrase, Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, according to Rava, is only going to be true according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, now the Gemara explains, again, B'maika Miflgei, what's the machlokas here? B'michmar Bisra K'miflgei. The machlokas is whether we're concerned that the meat is going to start to turn warm and start to spoil. Rabbi Shmuel Savar Chayshina L'michmar Bisra, Rabbi Akiva Savar Lo Chayshina L'michmar Bisra. So the question basically is, how early can we offer this karban and not be concerned that the meat's going to spoil? So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're very concerned that the meat may spoil, so therefore we have to bring the carbon as late as possible to basically minimize the time frame in which the meat can spoil. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, we are not concerned for that, and therefore you can bring the carbon even earlier. So the Gemara asks, if we're not concerned that the meat's going to spoil, so then why not bring it earlier? Why not bring the carbon tamed at 6.5? Why are we bringing it at 7.5 hours when Erev Pesach on a Shabbos? So the Gemara says, no, because kasavar musafin kodmin levazichin avid lehula musafin b'sheshu vazichin b'sheva v'avid lesavin b'sheva lemechza. Again, this goes back to the machlokas we were quoting earlier regarding the order of the carbon musaf in relation to the bazichin, in relation to the frankincense. So according to Rava, he holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, you bring the carbon musaf first at 6 hours, then you bring the frankincense at 7 hours, and then at 7.5 hours you bring the carbon tamid. So in other words, even though we're concerned for the meat, even though Rabbi Akiva is not concerned for the meat spoiling, he still has to say you have to bring the carbon tamid a little bit later, because in other words, just to account for the order of the carbon musaf in relation to the bazichin, in relation to the frankincense. Okay.
Are we worried that meat spoils being roasted until it's dark on Shabbos?
Well, no. Again, we already pointed out in the Gemara earlier that you're not allowed to roast the meat of the carbon pesach on Shabbos. You're allowed to offer. You're allowed to shech the carbon pesach on Shabbos. Well, I'm saying that, right. In other words, the question is, why is it that we're so insistent that you should bring the carbon? In other words, according to Rava's version of Rabbi Shmuel, you're bringing the carbon tamid on Erev Pesach that's on a Shabbos much, much later than you would on any normal Erev Pesach, which is kind of an odd thing. So the Gemara is pointing out that if you subscribe to this notion, to this idea that the meat's going to spoil, then it makes a lot of sense why you want to push off. Again, you're right, because of the fact that you also need to roast it before Shabbos begins. Yeah, I think that's probably how that's, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
And don't we have to eat it before midnight?
Well, that's a further machlokas. That's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, whether you have to eat the carbon pesach before midnight or before alosa shachar. That's a separate discussion. Yeah, that's not really relevant to this question.
I was just wondering about the time frame.
This is really just a question that relates to the carbon tamid. Billy, do you have a question? It sounds like we're talking about the meat of the carbon of the carbon pesach, because in other words, the carbon tamid, right? In other words, the carbon tamid is not eaten, right? The carbon tamid is an ola, so an ola is never eaten. It's offered ola to Hashem.
I'm saying
all this is going to have a spillover effect, right? This is all going to have a spillover effect to the carbon pesach about when you bring. In other words, whenever you bring the carbon tamid is going to impact when you bring the carbon pesach. That's the issue here. Okay, so again, so now we've presented the first two versions of the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Now we have one final version. Maskifla Rabba Bar Ula, Midi Kesidro Bechol Kach Sidro B'Shabes Be'erav HaPesach Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Katani, Kach Sidro B'Shabes Tama Katani. So now Rabba Bar Ula comes with the third version. He questions Rava's formulation as well, because Rava assumed that Rabbi Shmuel was essentially equating Shabbos Erev Pesach to a regular weekday, but that's not what it says in the Braisa. Rabba Bar Ula says what the Braisa actually says is that Rabbi Shmuel equates a regular weekday to a regular Shabbos, not a regular weekday to Shabbos Erev Pesach, but a regular Tuesday to a regular Shabbos during the year, which are two totally different things. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella Amar Rabba Bar Ula Hachi Katani Kisidro Bechol Da'alma Kach Sidro B'Shabbos Da'alma Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisidro Be'erev HaPesach Da'alma Kach Sidro B'Shabbos Da'alma Umasnisa DeKatani B'Mechol B'Shabbos Divrei Hakoli. According to Rabba Bar Ula, this is the machlok. He says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we treat a regular weekday as a regular Shabbos. Just as on a Tuesday, you bring the carbon tamid at Yishechta at 8.5 and offer it at 9.5, so too on a regular Shabbos. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva says that a regular Erev Pesach is like a regular Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Akiva, just as on Erev Pesach you shecht it at 7.5 and offer it at 8.5, so too on a Shabbos. And the advantage of this pshat of Rabbi Bar Ula is that according to him, that phrase in the Mishnah that we keep on quoting, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos, can be accurate according to both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Again, they're going to understand it little, you know, slightly differently, because according to Rabbi Yishmael, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos are referring to two regular weekdays and Shabbos days, whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it's referring to, you know, Erev Pesach and a regular Shabbos. But at the end of the day, that phrase can be true according to both of them. So again, the Gemara asks, "B'maika miflagin? What's the machlokas according to Rabba Bar Ula?" So the Gemara says, "B'gzeiras nedavos unedarim kamiflagin." Rabbi Yishmael savar gazrin and Shabbos atuchol. Rabbi Akiva savar lo gazrin. Now the question is, do we need to impose a gazera for on Shabbos for weekdays? Now we know, of course, that on Shabbos you're not allowed to bring personal karbanos. On Shabbos, the only types of karbanos that we bring on Shabbos are what are called a karban chova shekavua lahem zman, which is an obligatory karban that has a set time. So, for example, the carbon tumah. The carbon tumah is offered twice a day, every day. It's a communal carbon, so that carbon is docha Shabbos. But your own personal carbon toda, let's say, that you want to offer, or your own personal carbon chata, so you want to offer, that is not docha Shabbos. So everyone understands that you know that you can't bring voluntary carbonos on Shabbos. So it makes a lot of sense, therefore, that you could bring the carbon tumah earlier, because again, the whole reason why you bring the carbon tumah later on a normal weekday is to allow people time to bring personal carbonos. But again, on Shabbos, that reason doesn't apply because you're not bringing personal carbonos on Shabbos. So of course, you could bring the carbon tumah earlier. The only question is, should we push the carbon tumah time frame later on Shabbos anyway? Because we're afraid that if we don't do that, then maybe on a Tuesday, when a guy, in other words, maybe the Kohanim will get confused and they'll bring it earlier also, and that will minimize the time frame that a person could bring his own personal carbonos. That's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael apparently was concerned for that. Rabbi Yishmael said, you have to, even on Shabbos, you have to bring the carbon tumah later, so that this way, on a Tuesday, the Kohanim don't mess it up and bring the carbon tumah earlier. So then you're going to close people out for bringing their personal karbanos. Whereas Rabbi Akiva was apparently not concerned for that idea, so he said on Shabbos you bring the karban tumah even earlier. So the Gemara says ilo gazrinan ni'avde bevava mechza. So the question is, but according to Rabbi Akiva, if it's true that he does not institute any sort of gzera on Shabbos, so then why not bring it even earlier? In other words, if we're really not concerned that people are going to mess up and they're going to bring, you know, and they're going to bring the carbon tumah earlier on during the weekday, so then why not bring the carbon tumah as early as possible on Shabbos? Bring it at 6.5. Why are you bringing it at 7.5 hours on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says no, because kasavar musafin kodmin levazichin, musafin b'sheshu vazichin b'zayin, v'avidle l'samid b'zayin v'mech. So again, this is a throwback to the idea that we keep on speaking about, which relates to the order or to the relationship between the carbon musaf and the bazichin, the frankincense that you're offering. So if you hold that the carbon musaf has to be offered before the bazichin, then it makes a lot of sense. The musaf is brought at 6 hours, the bazichin is brought at 7 hours, and then you bring your carbon tumid right after that at 7.5 hours. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Meisvei, tumid kolashana kula karev kehil chaso nishcha b'shmona v'mechza v'karev b'tes v'mechza uv'erev ha-pesach nishcha b'zayin v'mechza v'karev b'ches v'mechza cholios b'shabes kecholios b'sheni b'shabes divi Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Akiva omer kesidro b'erev ha-pesach. So now the Gemara points out the following. According to this Brisa, so the Brisa says that again, on a normal weekday, carbon tumid is shechted at 8.5 hours and offered at 9.5 hours. On Erev Pesach, so then it's 7.5 and 8.5. And when and then the Brisa says that when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, so the Brisa says it's as if it falls out on a Monday, according to Rabbi Yishmael, which sounds like that, in other words, this Brisa implies that when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, it's the same thing as if Erev Pesach was on a regular weekday, which is basically another way of saying, right? In other words, it's basically another way of saying that you're going to bring it at 7.5 hours, whereas Rabbi Akiva says no, kesidro be'erev ha-pesach. In other words, according to Rabbi Akiva, what sounds like the Gemara is saying is that when Erev Pesach is on a Shabbos, it's as if Erev Pesach is on an Erev Shabbos, which means that you're going to bring it at 6.5 hours instead of 7.5 hours. So the Gemara points out, bishlama li'abaye necha el l'rav akasha. This brisa makes a lot of sense according to Abaye, but it's difficult according to Rav. What's the issue exactly? So the Gemara says that the fact that Rabbi Yishmael was equating Shabbos Erev Pesach to a regular weekday Erev Pesach, right? So clearly, when Rabbi Akiva says the phrase Kisidro be'erev ha-Pesach, he was obviously talking about Erev Pesach on a Friday, because that's the only option left. We just talked about Erev Pesach on a Shabbos. We just talked about Erev Pesach on a regular weekday. So when Rabbi Akiva comes and disagrees with Rabbi Yishmael, he's obviously saying that we should compare Shabbos Erev Pesach to Erev Shabbos Erev Pesach, as opposed to Monday Erev Pesach. Whereas Rava was the one who said that no, that the machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva was about whether we're concerned that the meat is going to spoil. So the question is that Rava assumes that Rabbi Yishmael holds that Shabbos Erev Pesach is like a normal weekday. It's not like Monday Erev Pesach. It's not like Friday Erev Pesach. It's like a Monday during the year. So why then does the Braisa imply that according to Rabbi Yishmael, we treat Erev Shabbos, Shabbos Erev Pesach as if it was Monday Erev Pesach, when in reality, we should be treating it as if it was just a regular Monday. Because again, remember, according to Rava's version of Rabbi Yishmael, where we're concerned that the meat's going to spoil, you want to bring that carbon as late as possible on Shabbos. So therefore, if anything, we should be comparing Shabbos Erev Pesach to a normal weekday, not to a normal weekday of Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amar lecha Rava lo tema kechol b'sheni b'shabbos, ela ima k'sheni b'shabbos da'alma. So Rava says, you're right. You have to amend the Braisa. What the Braisa should have said is not Erev Pesach on a Monday, but a regular Monday. So in other words, Rava says, you're absolutely right. This Braisa, what it really meant to say is that Rabbi Yishmael equates Shabbos Erev Pesach to a regular Monday during the year, and he holds that you bring the carbon tamid at 8.5 hours, and you shecht it at 8.5, and you bring it at 9.5. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Meisvei cholios b'Shabbos kisidro kol hashana kula divri Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva omer kisidro b'erev ha-pesach da'alma b'shlama l'rava necha l'abai kasha. So this Braisa is the exact opposite problem, because now the Braisa says that if Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, so then according to Rabbi Yishmael, you offer it as if it was just a normal weekday, but according to Rabbi Akiva, you bring it as if it was an Erev Pesach. This Braisa sounds exactly like Rava, because again, remember, Rava was the one who said that Rabbi Yishmael was so concerned about the meat spoiling, so when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, you bring it as late as possible to avoid that issue, and therefore the Gemara says that the fact that we're saying that we treat Shabbos Erev Pesach like a normal weekday would seem to conform with Rava, but it seems to be problematic according to Abaye. So the Gemara says, no, Amar lecha Abaye lo tema kisidro kol hashana, ela ima kisidro kol hashanim kulan tivir Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva omer, Kisidro Erev HaPesach Shecholios Be'Erev Shabbos. According to Abaye, he says no. He says really what Rabbi Yishmael meant to say was not that we treat this as if it's a normal weekday, but we treat Shabbos Erev Pesach as if it was just like any other Erev Pesach. Not as if it was a normal weekday, but as if it was like any other year. That's really what the Gemara meant to say, which means that according to this Braisa, so Abaye can still salvage his pshat by saying that Rabbi Yishmael holds that Shabbos Erev Pesach is equated with a regular Erev Pesach, whereas Rabbi Akiva equates it with a Friday Erev Pesach. Okay, so now the Gemara says Tanu Rabbanan Minayin Shelo Yehi Dover Kodem L'Summit Shel Shachar. So now the Gemara kind of changes gears a little bit. So up until now we've been discussing at length the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the afternoon Karban Tamid. So and again we already pointed out earlier that you're not allowed to bring any personal karbanos after that karban is offered. Now the Gemara wants to know the corollary of that statement, which is how do I know that I can't bring any karbanos prior to the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar in the morning? So the Gemara says Tamid Lomar V'Yarach Oleha Ha'Ola. The pasuk says in Parashas Tzav, that you arrange on the Mizbeach, the Ola, which is a reference to the Karban Tamid. So my Talmud, how do you see from that pasuk that you can't offer anything before the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar? Amar Rava Ha'Ola Ola Rishona. That hey in the word Ha'Ola is a definite article, which implies that must be the first Karban that you offer every single day. Uminayin Shein Dover Kariv Acher Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim Talmud Lomar V'Hiktira Le'achil V'Hashlem. Again, how do we know that you can't offer anything after the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? So the Gemara quotes that same pasuk in Parashas Tzav. The pasuk says that you have to complete everything with that carbon tamid shel bein arbayim. So my Talmud, Amar Abaye, Olei Shlamim, V'lo Achaver Tashlamim. According to Abaye, you can only offer a carbon shlamim, which is again in this case a personal carbon, within that time frame before the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim is offered, but not afterwards. So Maskif Larava, Ema Shlamim Hu D'lo Nakriv HaOlos Nakriv. So the Gemara asks, one could read that pasuk in Parshas Tzav very literally, right? The pasuk says, in other words, the pasuk says V'hiktira Olei Achelvei Hashlamim. So one could have argued that perhaps, yes, a carbon shlamim you're not allowed to offer after the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim, but perhaps a carbon chatas or a carbon ola you are. So the Gemara says maybe you can still bring your own personal carbonos after the carbon tamid shel bein arbayim, provided that it's not a carbon shlamim. So the Gemara says no. Ela amar Rava hashlamim aleha hashlim kol carbonos kulam. The real drasha is what we cited in the Gemara earlier, that carbon tamid shel bein arbayim is the final carbon that you offer. It's the be all end all. There can be nothing offered after that carbon. Okay. Now the Gemara says Tana Rabbanan. Tamid kodem lefesach, pesach kodem lektores, ktores kodemes leneros, yeuchar davar shenemar boba erev uvein harbayim, ledavar shalonemar boba erev, ela bein harbayim bova. Now the Gemara kind of lays out the order or the procedures of what was done in the Beis HaMikdash. So first of all, the carbon tamid Shalbein Harbayim was offered before the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was offered before the Ketores, and the Ketores was offered before the Neros, the menorah, was lit in the Beis HaMikdash. What's the logic behind all of this? The Gemara says, because whenever you have something where the Torah only uses the phrase Ba'erev, that thing is going to happen earlier than something where the Torah says both the words Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim. The words Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim imply that that activity has to happen later than something where the Torah only uses the phrase Bein Harbayim, but not the phrase Ba'erev, which again makes sense, because Ba'erev implies that it's even later in the evening. So whenever the Torah says both Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim, that activity is going to happen later than something where it only says the phrase Bein Harbayim. So the Gemara asks, Ihaki, if that's the case, K'tores veneros nami niktemu lefesach, ki'uchar davar shenemar bo Ba'erev u Bein Harbayim, so if that's the case, then the Ketores and the lighting of the menorah should happen before the Karban Pesach, because again, the Torah by the Karban Pesach uses the phrase Ba'erev and Bein Harbayim, whereas by the Ketores and the Neros, it does not use that phrase Ba'erev, it only says Bein Harbayim. So the Gemara says, no, Shaini Hasam, Demir Rachamana Oso, Desanya Me Erev Yad Boker, Tein La Midasa Shetehe Dolekes Me Erev Ad Boker. The Gemara derives from the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh by the menorah, that you need to have enough oil in the menorah that it can be lit for the entire evening, which means that even though the Torah doesn't use the word ba'erev by the menorah, but in other words, the Gemara is saying that this pasuk me'erev yad boker teaches me that there needs to be enough oil there to last the entire night, which basically means that you have to light it as late as possible. Then the Gemara says davar acher ein lecha avoda shekshera me'erev yad boker ela zubilvat. The only type of avoda that's valid the entire night is lighting of the menorah. My taima amar kra ya arocho soa haronu vanav me'erev ad boker oso me'erev ad boker ve'in davar acher me'erev ad boker. It's specifically lighting of the menorah that's valid the entire night, but not any other activity. The iskash ktores laneros, and then we compare the offering of the ktores to the lighting of the menorah, which means that the ktores also is valid to be offered all night. V'sanya ki kushin, and then the Gemara presented a brisa that asked our question, which is, well, why then is the karban pesach offered before the ktores and the menorah, and not after? So the Gemara says, Tamid kodem l'ktores, ktores kodemes l'neros, v'neros kodemus l'thesach, ye'uchar davar shenemar bo ba'erev u'bein harbayim, u'davar shalonemar bo ela bein harbayim bo'vad. So now, in this brisa, the brisa actually presents the exact opposite of what we said before. In this brisa, the Gemara says that, yeah, the Karban Pesach was, in fact, offered after the ktores and after the neros were lit. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hak siv oso. Doesn't the pasuk say the word oso, implying that you have to light the menorah much later on? So the Gemara says, no. Hay oso mi boy lila ma'ute avo. That pasuk was coming to exclude the avoda that was done in the Kodesh Kodashim, specifically referring to the Ktores. I might have thought that since the Torah says in Parshas Kisisa that when Aaron is bringing up the Neros Bein Harbayim, then Yakti Rana, you bring the Ktores, I might have thought that you have to light the Neros first and then offer the Ktores afterwards. So the Gemara says, no. Miet Rachmana Oso. So the Gemara says, no, the word oso teaches me that the Ketores is in fact offered before the menorah was lit. So then the question is, at least why then does the Torah say in Parshas Kisisa that you offer the Ketores in the afternoon? So at the time at which the menorah is lit, that's when you're going to offer the Ketores.